In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, Christ is the true King over all human race and human society. Only He has the legitimate power over humankind, for He has conquered it by His precious blood. May all kings fall down before Him, all nations serve Him. The kingship of Christ refers not only to the heavenly or eternal life, but has to be realized already in the time on earth. If it would not be so, He would not be really the King of Kings, nor the nations and people on earth would be His heritage, and Christ would be only half a king, and the truth of His incarnation would not embrace all realities of humanity. To limit the kingship of Christ only to the invisible and eternal world would contradict the numerous and clear affirmations of the Holy Scripture, the constant understanding of the Church throughout 2 millennia. It would be a mutilation of the full truths of the Incarnation, for the incarnated God Himself solemnly proclaimed that all power was given Him in heaven and also on earth. Pius XI said, Christ is called King because of the high degree of perfection whereby He excels all creatures. So He is said to reign also because He is the very truth, and it is from Him the truth must be obediently received by all mankind. He reigns too in the wills of man, for in Him the human will was perfectly and entirely obedient to the holy will of God. And further, by His grace and inspiration, He so subjects our free will as to incite us to the most noble endeavors. He is King of hearts, too, by reason of His charity, which exceeds all knowledge. If we ponder this matter more deeply, we cannot but see that the title and the power of King belongs to Christ as man in the strict and proper sense. For it is only as man that He may be said to have received from the Father power and glory and a kingdom. And Pope Pius XI reiterates the perennial and unchangeable teaching of the Supreme Magisterium on this topic as follows. It would be a grave error to say that Christ has no authority whatever in civil affairs, since by virtue of the absolute empire over all creatures committed to Him by the Father, all things are in His power. Nevertheless, during His life on earth, He refrained from the exercise of such authority, and although He Himself disdained to possess or to care for earthly goods, He did not, nor does He today, interfere with those who possess them. He who gives the heavenly kingdom does not take away the mortal kingdoms. His empire includes not only Catholic nations, not only baptized persons, but also all those who are outside the Christian faith. So that truly the whole mankind is subject to the power of Jesus Christ, the King. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under the heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. To say Jesus Christ is the God of individuals and of families only, but not the God of peoples and of societies, is to say that he is not God. To say that Christianity is the law of individual man and is not the law of collective man is to say that Christianity is not divine. To say that the church is the judge only of private morality, but has nothing to do with public and political morality, is to say that the church is not divine. The 20th century was marked by a systematic exclusion and alienation of Christ as King from the human society by atheist dictatorships. The first political attempt of such an exclusion of Christ the King was made, however, already by the French Revolution. An entire region of France, the people of the Vendée, protested and proclaimed the royal heart of Christ as being their King and applied a legitimate self-defense. This had cost the life of hundreds of thousands of people, and they were the first martyrs of Christ the King in modern times. Another remarkable example were the thousands of Catholics who were killed by the Freemason dictatorship in Mexico in the 20s of the last century, because of their fidelity to Christ the King. Their distinctive acclamation was, "Long live Christ the King! Viva Cristo Rey!" It was at the same time a confession of faith, a kind of password, and the last prayer on their lips in the moment of their martyrdom. One of the most moving and luminous examples of such a martyr of Christ the King in that time was a 14-year-old boy, Saint José Luis Sánchez del Río. On the way to execution, soldiers struck him savagely with sharp machetes. With every blow, the young boy cried out, "Viva Cristo Rey!" When he got to the cemetery, he was bleeding heavily. His torturers had also cut off the soles of his feet and forced him to walk on salt. The boy screamed with pain, but would not give in. As the road was nothing but rocks and dirt, the stones where he walked were soaked in his blood. The soldiers said, "If you shout, 'Death to Christ the King,' we will spare your life." He only answered, "Long live Christ the King." The commander ordered the soldiers to bayonet José. They pierced his body, But with every step, he only shouted louder and louder, "Viva Cristo Rey!" The commander was so enraged that he pulled out his pistol and killed Saint Jose on the spot. It was February the 10th, 928. Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio was canonized on October the 16th, 216, last year. My dear brothers and sisters, may the many modern martyrs of Christ the King implore us the grace that Christ be always enthroned as a king in our heart, in our mind, in our will, and that we may strongly desire and contribute within our possibilities that Christ be the king of every soul and the king of every human society on this earth. Saint Jose Sanchez del Rio. All modern saints of Christ the King, especially Blessed Emperor Karl of Austria, and all modern martyrs of Christ the King, pray for us. Long live Christ the King. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.